it was just an unbelievable experience, just waiting to walk through the tunnel, and then you just look up and the whole 80,000 people just cheering you on. It gives me chills thinking about it now.
When you're in the Olympics, it's the best band of players from all around the world, and then you go back to the village and you're in a place where it's just all the best athletes in the whole world. Yeah, it's pretty mad.
You've seen an Irish flag or people shouting, "Go on, Morrison, come on, Ireland, go, Aileen." It was really crazy to think that they knew me or they were there to support me.
Just experiencing the whole atmosphere and crossing the finish line, knowing that I was officially an Olympian.
I could hear it, the whole crowd chanting my name.
The crowd's so huge that it's just the sea of colour basically on both sides.
It's hard to describe, you're just there going, are they all here like for this? So it's, you're like, am I part of this? So it's weird, but it's really good.
Never in my wildest dreams would have thought that, you know, I would be boxing it in front of maybe 8,000 or 9,000 Irish people for a gold medal. I couldn't believe the amount of Irish supporters there.
Everybody was actually really emotional, you know, that hearing the national anthem. It was really inspirational.
Medals inspire everyone. Everyone wants to do their best.
People don't really realise how much of your life you give up to get to the Olympics.
London 2012 was a historic Olympic Games for Irish women athletes. More women qualified in more sports than ever before. One won gold and the team was led by Sonia O'Sullivan. This is their story.
We had 66 athletes and 14 sports, which is quite a lot of sports for a small nation. Out of the 66 athletes, 30 were female. Again, our female athletes did exceptionally well during the games. Katie obviously winning gold medal. And for the first time, we had modern pentathlete in Natalia Coyle, Lisa Kearney in judo. And some of our best results obviously came from female athletes. I'm Stephen Martin, Chief Executive of the Olympic Council of Ireland, and I was Deputy Chef de Mission of the team in London. This was our best achievement since 1956 games in Melbourne. We've obviously won 5 medals, 3 medals in Beijing, 0 medals the Olympics before. So we're moving in the right direction. And it could have been another couple, obviously, with Annalise finishing 4th and Rob Heffernan finishing 4th.
The main thing for me was that I was going to be as athlete-friendly as possible. And most athletes said to me, do you remember the chef de mission on your team? And, you know, you would remember certain things, but not a huge amount. I thought, well, I want to be remembered, and I want people, when they ask who was the chef de mission in 2012, that people know who it was. And not just because of me as an athlete, but because of the energy and something different that I bring to the role.
Sonia was chosen really because she's been an inspirational athlete over the years. So her role was very much there as a support and motivational, not necessarily too much operational. I think certainly a number of athletes appreciated that.
The biggest thing for me was that there was going to be a positive atmosphere and really good energy in the village for the athletes. And I knew you had to have that environment for the athletes to go out and to compete their best. I think we did create that a lot better than any time previously. But at the same time, like any athlete, I can see lots of areas where I can improve and change and make things better for the future.
I think she enjoyed it. I think she enjoyed being back in a different role. You know, we did say to her that once you move over to the administration side, you sort of move over to the dark side, but it can be very useful because people draw upon your experience. And there's a number of us there who've been Olympians and been there, done that.
The thing that surprised me a lot and impressed me a lot was how all the athletes were encouraging each other and supporting each other, and they became really good friends afterwards. Even though everybody's doing different sports and they train differently, the mindset is the same and they're all going in there with the same focus and the same drive and the same energy.
Sonia is incredible. She's so nice and so supportive and really approachable, and which you don't really think she will be because she's such a legend. One of my childhood heroes in sport growing up.
I'm Annalise Murphy and I was competing at the London 2012 Olympics in laser sailing.
I remember when I was in primary school, We got to skip most of one day of school to watch her win that silver medal in Sydney. To have her there, kind of as someone that you can go and talk to, is pretty incredible. She came down for my last race in Weymouth, so I only got to see her at the very end there. But then when I was up in London, she was so nice to me and she brought me to athletics, so she was great to have around.
You want everybody to come away with a positive experience and to get something from the Olympic Games. And, you know, going down to Weymouth to see Annalise, and she'd done so well all week and everybody expected she was going to get a medal, and to be so close and then to just miss out, it was just so hard to just go and see her because you knew how upset she was. But at the same time, you just kind of thought, well, I've been there before, I know what this feels like, and you'd rather somebody come and speak to you, just try and talk as much as possible.
I knew it was going to be so close at the end, and I went out there, and in a way I was like, all I wanted to do was win. I didn't even really want to come second and third. I just was like, I have to win. I made a few tactical mistakes and it ended up costing me quite a lot in the race, and that was how I finished up fourth, which was pretty devastating. I don't feel like I could have done anything differently. I'm not looking back going, if only I'd done this, if only I'd done that, because I feel like I did do close to everything I could have, and it didn't happen for me, but you know, hopefully in 4 years' time I'll be at the other end of it.
Big thing with Annalise, I think, you know, after finishing fourth, was that she come back up to the village and come to the closing ceremony. And you don't want someone to think that fourth is a bad place, even though it is a bad place to be for anyone who's in it. But if you're fourth in the world, that's fantastic, and fourth in the Olympics. So come up here, and we want you in the village, and we want you to meet all the other athletes, because when they're in the sailing village, they're so far away from everybody else.
When I finished and I came in, I got to realise just how much support I had. We went to a restaurant and there was about 100 Irish people all there just to support me, which was incredible, because you don't really think, you're in your own world, you don't think anyone else is really noticing what you're doing. You're just there going, you know, next race, do this, do that. You don't think that so many people are there to support you. And when I found that out, it definitely helped my disappointment go away a bit, the fact that I could see all these people, they were all there and they were all still so proud and happy of how I'd done.
She put herself in a really good position. Four people in the chance for a medal on the last day in the final. And of course, the last place she wanted to finish was fourth, but she dealt with it really well. She's only 21. I think opposition would beware. She's a really highly talented athlete, trains really hard, prepares really hard for her sport. Obviously, her mother was an Olympian. She's one certainly to watch out for Rio.
I didn't really know what I was getting into, and I suppose the main thing for me when I was asked first was time that would be involved and if I would be able to do it with family commitments and everything.
Sonia appreciates what we need as athletes, and she appreciates that the small things make a difference. She realises that while there are certain commitments that we need to fulfil, she kept those to a minimum for us and was very supportive of us. I'm Olive Lucknan and I represented Ireland in the women's 20-kilometre walk. She knew when to say yes and when to say no, and it was definitely beneficial having someone who has performed at the highest level and knows what's expected and what's required.
She created a really good team atmosphere that everybody was there to achieve and to do the best that they can do. And I think to create that within a team is definitely something that you need to be able to do in that position. I'm Chloe McGee. I represented Ireland in badminton. She knew that in that team we needed to have a really good atmosphere, and I think she definitely created it. She gave it everything, and there was never once that you didn't feel that you could approach her about anything, and I think she was the woman for the job.
You learned a lot by just being there and sitting down and talking to people. So you don't set up meetings, you just put yourself in the central area, and so when people are coming and going, they stop and talk to you. It's just kind of more a natural progression, and just to have the very positive energy no matter what, and even if athletes didn't perform so well, you talked to them and you got them to let you know their feelings and try and give them something positive.
She took time out for me, especially. She came and we were in Lanesbury at a holding camp, and she came up, you know, introduced herself and asked us how we were getting on with our training, and you know, that was really nice at the start. And then, you know, after my game, obviously I was pretty disappointed. She sent me a message on Twitter to say, you played well, you had a great performance, and you can be up there with the top athletes. To hear that of someone of Sonia's stature, it's incredible.
who's a better person to give advice? You know, she's won medals, she's just missed out on medals, she's had the highs and the lows, and she was always there if we needed anyone to talk to. And she came out and watched my event as well, which is pretty nice to say that Sonia Sullivan came out and watched your event. And I think a lot of people aspire to be like Sonia and to get medals. She had some good words for Chloe, so she encouraged me and she said, like, you know, I did really well. I'm Natalia Coyle and I represent Ireland in modern pentathlon. I know she was there for a lot of athletes. She was fantastic. She was a brilliant, brilliant chef to mission. And I think hopefully they can maybe entice you to do another one, but we'll see. I'd say it's quite a stressful job.
It's like a bit of magic. You believe that you want something and you create in your mind the sense that you want about the place and you just refuse to allow any negative energy in. I don't know how you do it, but I think you just, or how I do it, or, you know, how you get everybody to kind of agree and come on board. And it was just one of those things where I was quite happy to sit in the living room of the office and chat with whoever came in.
Awesome, obviously, to meet someone who was a role model when you were younger and to have them as a chef de mission for the Games. My name's Aileen Morrison. I represented Ireland in triathlon. At one stage, I had said to her, you know, has sort of taken off a wee list of things that I wanted to do when I was at the Olympics, and one of them was to go for a run with Sonia. She had been out running every morning, and I said to her, what time are you running at tomorrow? And she said, well, on Sunday we're going for a long run. And I said, okay, well, can I come? And she said yes. So myself and Sonia and Fionnuala, we all went out for a run. It was an hour and they completely busted me.
So if I was asked to do it again, then definitely I would love to take it on again. I would definitely do some things, maybe not differently, but I would probably be involved more in all the different sports beforehand, rather than a lot of the time in London I was meeting some people for the first time, because the sports are so diverse and a lot of the athletes train out of the country. Now I've made a lot of contacts and I know how it all works in different sports. I think I should get out there and see athletes when they're training, see them when they're at their European World Championships, and be around that environment so that when you come to the Olympic Games, you feel like you actually know what's going on more than learning while you're there.
I declare open the Games of London, celebrating the 30th Olympiad of the modern era.
The British were fantastic and they really treated us like their own. And I think to anyone watching the opening ceremony of the Olympics, the biggest cheer after, obviously, the British team was for the Irish, and that was the general sense for the whole Games.
I think the reception we got when we went in was absolutely amazing. I mean, I really enjoyed it when I carried the flag in Sydney. It was kind of hair on the back of your neck kind of feeling when you go in there, and it's just magic. But I think everybody got that feeling this time when they went in there. You just felt like, this is it, it's beginning now. We've been waiting so long. It just got off to such a great start.
Arrived into the village and then I went to the opening, and the opening was just phenomenal. There was only a small group of us going because people were competing, and we followed Katie Taylor. She led us in, and obviously she won gold. You know, who's better to lead in the team? And it was just an unbelievable experience, just waiting to walk through the tunnel, and then you just look up and the whole mass of 80,000 people cheering you on, like massive cheers.
Obviously the boxing was a huge high. I'd never really spent that much time in the boxing arena before, and I was nearly over there every day. Just to see the fans over there was amazing. I would run from one end of the hall to the next just to see the Irish flags and the dress up, you know. It was like St. Patrick's Day. That has to be one of the absolute highs, was the support that was given to the Irish athletes, and I think the athletes kind of fed off that straight away.
In one way, it was fabulous to see all the other events and to be part of the whole sports atmosphere, to go to the athletics 3 times and to go and see Katie Taylor's fight, and that was so awesome. It was so unbelievably amazing. It was probably my highlight of the Games.
The biggest thing for the Irish women was Katie winning the gold medal, and I think all the other women on the team were so excited for that and so supportive, and they all wanted to be there to watch it. And I think they took from that back to their own sports and events, and anyone who was finished would have taken that back and seen, well, if Katie can do that, we can do that better, we can do better the next time. And you just take some belief and more confidence in yourself, because you know the training and the hard work that you're putting in, and you just kind of think, okay, well, it's not impossible. You have to go out there and you have to make things happen.
Once we were in, waiting for the bout to start, two athletes came in, Katie and her opponent, and the place just absolutely went berserk. I've never known noise like it. And I think 90% of people there were genuinely from Ireland and had got tickets, because the flags came out and you sort of felt sorry for the opposition. But it was a final. Katie was up against a really, really good athlete, and it wasn't easy at all. People were expecting her to win easily, and it just shows you at this level, and certainly over the last couple of years, women's boxing has really moved on. So she had to work really hard, and it might not have been her best contest, but thankfully she won. And I think it was good for the sport, good for Katie, obviously, good for the sport in Ireland, but also I think she was a popular winner across the world, because she has been a bit of an iconic figure in relation to developing women's boxing.
Katie, she was under enormous pressure to deliver a gold medal, and when you went into that stadium and the noise in there, you know, you could so easily have freaked out. You don't know how someone's going to react to that. It was just unbelievable, and especially on a one-on-one situation like that. So I think to see her able to deal with that and then getting through it and coming out with a gold medal.
Ladies and gentlemen, the winner by a score of 10 points to 8, and the Olympic champion in the red corner, representing Ireland, Katie Taylor!
I've never been more nervous for a fight than I was for the Olympic final. I had a knot in my stomach all day, and I just couldn't eat a thing. I was just so nervous, and I went for a couple of hours, I was okay, but then I just a phase of nervousness and just tense for the whole day, really. And I was trying to relax, but I just couldn't seem to relax all day. But oh, it's a bit overwhelming, to be honest. I've envisioned this moment so many times before in my head, and I've been close to tears before when I have been thinking about it. But when it happened, I was just kind of overwhelmed by it. The next day, kind of just sunk in a bit more, I think, and I was a lot more emotional the next day, I think, than I was when I actually won it. So, but it's just been incredible. It's been a lifelong dream for me to be an Olympic champion, and everyone knows how much it means to me, and to bring the gold medal home now to the whole nation, it's just incredible for me and incredible for the country. And the support I've gotten this week as well. I mean, who would have thought I'd be boxing for a gold medal in front of 10,000 Irish fans? It surpassed all my dreams, really. And I think this week just has been incredible for women's boxing. It's been the best week possible for the sport, and I think we really opened people's eyes to women's boxing this week, and it's only the starting for this sport.
I even wanted to take up boxing when I was finished watching Kitty. She was skillful, she was tactical, she was a sportswoman. She's a fantastic ambassador for Ireland.
There was a very positive spirit within Team Ireland, both within the holding camp and within the village. It was good as well. I think obviously that was helped to no end by the medals. The medals just kept coming there for a couple of days from the boxers and from Kian. Medals inspire everyone, and everyone wants to do their best. And there is a culture of expectation within the Irish team now, where people expect to perform and are there to perform.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Olympic medalists!
We probably need to think on a more high performance level. My general sense is that when I came back from the Olympic Games, wow, we did so well. And I wasn't looking at the medals, I was looking at the athletes who finished in 4th, 5th, 7th, 9th, 10th. We had so many people who were not that far away. Maybe if they had a little bit more belief, then maybe they too could have come back with a medal. we definitely have to go to the Olympics knowing that we're going to get medals rather than hoping that we're going to get medals, which you do get that sense sometimes. I think the boxing team set a massive example for everybody. They did it in Beijing, but they did it even better in London, in that they went there so well prepared that they knew they were going to get medals. Then you have to think, well, why can't other sports do that? And if we have the athletes who are finishing in the top 10, it can't take that much more to push them a little bit closer to a medal, if not into a medal position.
There's a lot of young talent out there who are extremely talented at European Youth Championships, at even World Youth Championship, in a number of disciplines. There are other disciplines where it's always going to be very, very difficult to do well because other nations are just so far ahead. So I think over the next 4 years, you'll probably see them focusing on a fewer number of senior athletes who expects to do well at major championships, focus in a lot more and provide a lot more support for the emerging talent to make sure that they actually do fulfil that potential. Because I've had a penny from the time I've worked here for every athlete I've heard, oh, they could have been good and they've been lost to the system. I think we want to probably spend a lot more time trying to keep people in the system and support them. There is a lot of work to be done there.